Commit to the disciplinary actions that you have to do on a daily basis, because ultimately that's what will give you the freedom that you want. Thank you for tuning in to the Fit Smart Podcast. My name is JC Dean. I'm sitting here with my good friend and co-host, Roger Lawson. All right, welcome back to another episode of the Fit Smart Podcast. Today we're going to talk about all the ins and outs of goal setting and achievement, and we're also going to touch on some of the dark sides of so-called goal setting and what it really takes to achieve what you want to achieve and continue pursuing those things without getting stuck.
I think this is a topic that has been covered to death, but I think the essence of it can easily get lost in all of the different approaches that people have that may apply to some people and may not apply to others. So what we want to get to with this episode is really just to boil it down to the essence of why they're important, why you need them, and just get you going towards the goals that you have. And that's it. We don't want it to be filled with fluff or too much woo-woo motivational stuff. We just want the importance of it. So the reason, like, why have goals in the first place? And I think it's just because if you don't, you'll just be at the whim of whatever comes your way. Life's short in the grand scheme of things. And I've found that I get the most enjoyment out of having goals and pursuing them versus wandering around just aimlessly doing whatever, because in pursuing it, I've found that I've just built myself into a better person in the process, and that enables me to just live a better life no matter what I do beyond that goal. And I think that's so important in terms of just personal development, not even mentioning the benefits that you get from actually achieving the goal. So just have something you're aiming for. And just that can be whatever you want it to be. But in terms of fitness and nutrition, you know, just something specific, something tangible, not something like, oh, I just want to feel better, or, oh, I want to lose some weight. Have it be something concrete, something that you can know that you hit or did not hit. Because if you don't have a tangible goal that you can know that let's say in a car race, you know you won the race if you crossed the finish line before someone else. That's very objective. But if you have some kind of subjective goal that you can't measure or you don't know if you hit or not, that's not really an enjoyable process.
No, it's not enjoyable, and it can be really easy to get kind of caught up in a lot of the wrong things to focus on. So when you mean like kind of a tangible thing, let's just talk about specific stuff when it comes to training and nutrition. We'll just take strength as an example. If you want to build a big bench press or a big squat or a big deadlift, those are very tangible goals because they're objective based on kind of the analogy with the race car. You know, if you cross the finish line before everyone else does, you won. That's the objective reality. So chasing strength goals can be very similar. I, for a long time, wanted to deadlift 500 pounds. I eventually reached that goal, and that was kind of a highlight in my training career. I did it, accomplished it. What's next? So those are kind of easy to set. You know where you're going. When it comes to, say, health goals, those can be a little bit different. Maybe you want to lose 30 pounds, or you want to improve your A1C, or you want to get off your medication that you're taking for hypertension, or whatever medications you're on that can be fixed with training and nutrition. So those are very tangible. One thing I think that we should go over is, why should we set these goals? We have to figure out what the purpose is. If you say you just want to get fit and you want to get healthy, that's as vague as looking through a smoky room. Like, you have no idea what's on the other side. You don't know what's the definition of health. Well, there's no true one single definition, because we're all different people and we all have different goals. One person's definition of being healthy might be able to run a mile without quitting. Someone else might be single digit body fat with a huge amount of muscle mass. Someone else may be completely different. So I think it's important to understand what it is you're focusing on and what it means to you, and then kind of develop the reason why you want to achieve it and what makes it important to you, what's kind of the motivation behind it. How do you get people to get clear on that?
It's just the process of asking them questions and just keep asking questions until they really come up with something that connects with them personally. And so usually, like, I know when I was training people in person, like during the assessment, they'd say what they were looking to do. And I just asked them, like, okay, why is that? What would that bring to your life? Why do you actually want to do that? And they'd give me a reason, and we just go back and forth. it's more of a discovery process. And a lot of people, they may not have thought about their goals in that profound of a way or that deep of a way, more than beyond the surface level. So I found that it helps to have someone to bounce these off of. It doesn't even necessarily have to be a fitness professional. It can just be a friend. When you guys are talking about, you know, I want to do this thing. I'm like, oh yeah, why? What would that do for you? Why do you want to do that? And in that conversation, you can discover things that you may not have known about yourself. And I found that the stronger the reason that client has, or even personally, the stronger that is, the more they'll be able to keep that like in their sights. Because if it's something that's just like, kind of whatever, it's easy to just throw that to the wayside when life gets busy and not make it a priority. But if it's something that's very important and personal to you, you're much more likely to continue to invest in yourself and making that and like planning for that goal and the achievement of it and the pursuit of it something that you'll do consistently no matter what happens. Let's say, not using a health and fitness example, but just children. Like when people have children, that takes priority in their life, and raising them, that can inspire them to be a better person. And relating it back to health and fitness, that inspires them to take action consistently and plan to take better care of their health for their child. And that's a very strong why, because without them taking care of themselves, they can't take care of their child to the best that they are capable of.
Yeah, that's a really good example. So I think you do it very similar to the way I do. I try to get people to figure out their whole reason why. And a really easy example here is when I'd be working with someone in the gym or even coaching someone online, they would say, well, I have really bad back pain because I sit for 8 hours a day and my lower back hurts and my shoulders are painful when I exercise. And I really want to move away from that pain. I want to be able to move freely and move really well again. So immediately I start to look towards, well, what can we do to make sure that happens? And all that really comes down to is figuring out why they have the dysfunction in the first place and then getting them to do things that are different than what they've been doing. So it comes down to strengthening the hamstrings and the glutes and getting a better mobility in the hips. And then starting to work on posture with rear delt exercise and upper back exercises and get them to move their shoulders and hips through a better range of motion. And over time, that pain goes away as a result of those training mechanisms. And that is a very simple way of getting someone to move away from the pain. And what's the motivating factor? Well, that kind of is all going to depend on what they come to in terms of their reason why. Maybe that lower back pain keeps them from exercising as much as they want to, or it causes them pain throughout the day and it's chronic, or maybe they can't get down on the floor and play with their dogs or their animals or their pets, or they can't work at the weekend shelter where they want to be able to contribute and they have to get down on the ground, or they can't play with their kids. Whatever reason is, you need to figure that out and then use that as the pain point. You know, we're all trying to move away from pain. So usually when we set goals, we're trying to move away from the place we're in into a place we want to be. So when it comes down to setting the goals, I think it's really important that we understand what it is we're wanting to actually achieve. So we have to be clear on what we're trying to achieve, and we also have to understand that there is a mechanism in place that's going to allow us to actually reach that goal. To come down to some tangibles on this, once you've already figured out why you want to achieve the goal and what goal you want to set, then you have to start to look at the space in between, right? So if we look at this as like on a linear timeline, we have point A and we want to get to point B. Well, in between that period of point A and point B, however we measure reaching the goal, whether it be better mobility, less body fat, more muscle, whatever it is you're trying to do, you have the space of time and effort and work that has to be filled. And that space is, in my opinion, easily defined as what we call the process. So it's great to have goals and have aspirations, but until you have a process in place that you can commit to, you won't ever go from point A to point B. And we touched on this a little bit in a previous episode about motivation. So go back and listen to that if you aren't familiar. But the motivation is going to vary in between point A and point B. And it doesn't really matter how you feel or how motivated you are. What matters is, do you stick to achieving that goal? Which basically can be interpreted to, are you committed to the process? Committing to the goal is essentially committing to the process, because the process is what actually takes you from point A to point B. it's more about sticking to the process. So how do you get people to actually embrace that and buy in to that process?
It's easy to buy into the goal only because that's the shiny thing, that's the reward. But if you don't get it into your head that, hey, this process is what's going to lead there, it's almost like you forget that there's going to be work involved because you're so consumed by the end result that once you do start running into the roadblocks that come along the way, you're like, oh, this is not nearly as fun as just thinking about the goal and how great it would be. This sucks. And it's easier to give up if you're not forearmed with that knowledge up front. So the main thing that I do with a lot of clients and myself too is, you know, we take that goal and I say, okay, this is the thing you want. It's almost like a Quentin Tarantino movie. Like you start at the end and then you work backwards. So, you know, let's say for nutrition or fitness, whatever their goal is, let's say they want to lose 50 pounds. I go, okay, what are the things that we can do on a daily basis working backwards that will lead us to this endpoint? And what are the things we need to control? What are the things we need to do consistently? So that's, we need to train consistently. We need to eat in a way that's in a calorie deficit consistently. We need to make sure we're taking care of our recovery. And then we put together a plan based on just doing actions that feed into those three channels that will move them along closer to that goal. And that, and the thing about that is it's not like a set and forget it thing. It's a constant like evolution. So let's say we take those actions for a while, hit a plateau. That's when we analyze those actions and go, hey, what can we do differently within these three categories or whatnot that will continue to move us forward? Sometimes that's adding a different training day. Sometimes that's just adding a little bit of walking in two or three times a week, let's say 30 minutes a day, if their fat loss is stalled. And that's the only thing we change. And see, we measure the results over 2 weeks and we're like, hey, you're still moving along. We don't need to change anything. Let's keep going with what we have until we need to change something. And I think it's often that people just start changing shit just for the sake of changing it when they don't need to. They just start, it's like a DJ. They're just playing with all sorts of knobs and levers and spinning stuff. And it's like, are you doing that because you need to in order to continue to progress towards your goal, or because you're bored and you just want something new and shiny to play with? Because there's a difference. And I think the less that we can get seduced by shiny stuff that'll take us off the path of what's working, the more enjoyable the process and engaging in it towards moving towards our goals can be, because we'll actually be making tangible progress consistently based on our efforts.
Why do you think we tend to veer off or want to change something when stuff is already working? Like, what do you think is happening there?
I think on a basic level, just boredom can kind of set in and you just want that new stimulus, that new novel something. Like, I know, even it was funny when I was working with a coach a couple years ago getting ready for a photo shoot. We had a great plan. It was working. I was getting leaner. But in the back of my mind, I was just looking for a way to kind of like fuck it up. Not like sabotage myself to a large degree, but it's like, I just want to not do this. I just want something different. I don't know why. And it was good that I was aware of it. Then I was able to just go, hey, all right, just calm down. This feeling will pass. It doesn't mean I need to indulge it. It's almost like akin to people that are on a great plan that's working for them, but then they start looking up new programs just for some reason. They're like, I wonder if this will do it better than this. Or what about, I want to do a marathon now, even though I didn't before. Let's start training for that. And I think a large part of our job as coaches, and I think what people can do individually, is to keep their goal the goal. And that's something Dan John, another strength coach in the industry, has said. And it's so important because it's easy to want to just do something different for the sake of it.
I think those are good points, because as humans, we crave novelty. And this kind of comes back to the whole dopamine hit that you get from change, right? I think a lot of times all we're going for is that hit of dopamine, right? We're just trying to get that feel good stimulus, whatever it is. And it's actually enslaving us in ways. Like, if we just look at our habits that we do on a daily basis, like look at the way you look at your phone, right? I've read so much of the data and like the articles and research about this. Our apps and our phones are designed in a way, the notifications, the endless scroll, all these things are designed to keep us searching for something that we don't really know what we're searching for. We're just hoping that the surprise will make us feel good.
And it never does.
It never does. And it carries over into what we're doing with training and nutrition and our lifestyle changes, right? Because when something starts to get boring, you have to really dig deep and ask yourself the question, am I bored because I'm not getting results and I'm frustrated? Or am I bored because I just want something new and to feel good about doing something new? It can be a really slippery slope. And one thing I always go back to, and I have to give Amir Siddiqui credit for this, is make sure that you have rituals in place. You are regimented in what you're doing. You have a routine. I think it's routine, regimentation, ritualization. Anyway, I totally mess it up. But it's the three R's, and it's really powerful. But it all comes down to doing the work, regardless of how you feel, knowing that it's going to get you from point A to point B, and kind of going back to what you said, the goal is the goal, right? So you got to do what it takes. And if you allow yourself to kind of veer off the path because you're bored or whatever, who cares? I'm not being hard on you or hard on the person that's trying to do this, but who cares if you're bored? What does it matter? Read a book, go for a walk, do something. But just because you're bored is not an excuse to veer off the path.
Go off the rails. Yeah.
it's not an excuse. I mean, I would rather be bored over a certain period of time and nail everything I need to nail and be happy about the achievement and the accomplishment, rather than giving into that initial burst of needing to satisfy that curiosity or satisfy that feeling good right then, and then hating myself later because I gave in too many times and didn't actually stick to the plan, and then be mad that the plan didn't work because I didn't stick to it.
Yeah.
The message I just want to relay here is, who cares if you're bored? Yes, there comes a time when you need to adjust your training. Yes, there is a time that you become so adapted to the training that you need a new stimulus. We're not really talking about that. This is about sticking to it, no matter how unsexy the plan is. That's why the whole idea of uniform eating, eating similar meals on a daily basis, and having a certain focus with your training and doing things the same almost every single day works wonders. And this is why the most disciplined, the most accomplished people have achieved what they've achieved, because they did the work despite the boredom. Yeah. Sitting down to study something that you're trying to get better at is not always fun. It's not always going to be the most gratifying thing, but you know you have to do it. It's like when you're in school and you're trying to get good grades and you're studying these subjects. You got to do the studying. It's got to be done. If you don't study, you're not going to learn the material. You're not going to get a good grade. And what's even worse is if you need to apply that material later and you didn't go through the boring work of studying it and getting into the habit of just getting that into your head and applying it, then you're screwing yourself in the end, because you have to let go of the idea that everything has to be fun all the time. We wrote some notes like the dirty truth about goal achievement. We have this idea that once we reach a certain goal, especially with like health and fitness, especially when it's vanity related, once we have six-pack abs, once we have a 300-pound bench press, once we do all these things, it's going to change our life and it's like going to unlock this new level. We're going to have all these different spells and equipment and shit to use. When in reality, you reach the goal and it's like, ah, here we are. And so we tend to think that we're going to get a lot out of the goal achievement, when in reality, it's not always as exciting as we thought it was going to be. So actually achieving the goal is not as exciting as actually doing the work and committing to the process and getting better on a daily basis. Let's talk about some of the negatives of goal achievement.
I've experienced it firsthand. That's why I know this to be, I've achieved enough goals to have experienced it enough times to know that it's the absolute truth. It's the most fulfilled I've been has been when I've been engaged in the process of achieving a goal, not necessarily even thinking about the goal itself, just been so wrapped up in the doing of the thing that will lead there that I don't even really think about the end result all that much. And then when I get it, there's that brief spike, like, fuck yeah, you got it. But it drops off so fast. I didn't expect that when I first like experienced it. I was just like, oh yeah, this is my life forever changed. No, it's just now, all right, now you dropped off again and it's more peaks to climb, as they say. And that's all it is. Like, no matter what your goal is, you're gonna come back down to that baseline level and you're gonna want to pursue something else. And that's fine. That's the nature of the game. And knowing that up front, I think can help a lot, and taking some of the pressure off the goal. Like, never say, oh, when I get this thing, life's going to be better. It might be, it probably will be in certain ways, but hey, you're going to be back in that same place mentally where you're looking for something else to achieve, and that's fine, but don't hinge your happiness or your future on achieving one thing. I don't think that that gets enough airtime. And there's something I wanted to say earlier about what you were talking about in terms of the three R's. There's this guy called Jocko Willink, and I think he sums it up perfectly. It's like discipline equals freedom. And like, I know countless amounts of people that have been trying to lose the same 10, 20 pounds for years.
Yeah.
And knowing what I know, I'm like, yo, you could knock that out in 6-7 months and be done with it and on to something else that you would like to achieve. But they're not disciplined to the point where pushing through that boredom and doing what's working is worth it. And there's nothing that I can do to really convey that point other than say, hey, you know, you're either going to endure the boredom of discipline at times, or you're going to suffer the pain of regret and just not getting where you want to go. Like, that's, those are the only two options. It's harsh to say, but I think it's a truth that needs to be touched on, because once you have the discipline to continue and engage in the process, no matter how bored you get, the faster you can be done with the thing you want to be done with and move on to something different. It's like a video game. The video game gets real fun once you're out doing shit. But if you're just stuck in that beginner tutorial, learning how to like move around and hit stuff, you can only do that so many times before you're like, I am bored of this. I want to get out. But if you don't play through it, if you don't learn the basics, you're never going to get beyond that. And that's frustrating. That sucks. But it needs to happen.
I just started listening to Jocko's stuff here and there, and man, there's so much power in that little phrase, discipline equals freedom.
Yeah.
That's so powerful. And I think that's the way we should end this. Commit to the disciplinary actions that you have to do on a daily basis, because ultimately that's what will give you the freedom that you want. Freedom in this sense means achieving that goal that you've been wanting to achieve and then moving on to other things, leveling up, doing other things that you want to do. There are so many people caught up in this trap of focusing on the same thing over and over and over, but they're not really focusing. It's like saying, I've been in the gym 10 years, so I should be an advanced trainee. And well, have you really been in the gym for 10 years? Or have you been in the gym a couple months out of the year 10 times? Now it's just this 10-year period where you've trained a little bit here and there, but maybe you have like a year or two really worth of training in itself. Thanks for listening to another FitSmart podcast. We got plenty more coming at you in future episodes. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you loved it, please leave us a rating and a review on iTunes, and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a future episode.